Okay, today, Bezer Hashem, we're continuing in the six Parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to Parak Vav Mishnah Ches. Nishbar Etzem Yodav Etzem Raglo. If its front leg or its back leg, but the bone of its front leg or its back leg broke, Aval Bishen Nikar, even though you can't see it when the animal is not moving, obviously if it tries to run, you'll be able to see it. So that's enough of a mum. Mumin Elu Mana Ayala Biyavna. So these are the mumin that someone named Ayala enumerated in Yavna. And the Chacham said that he's correct about all this. And then Ayala said that there are three more. And the Chacham said, we never heard about those extra three that you added to Pasul Bechor. So what are those three? As Shagalgal Ino Ogol Kshel Adam, if the circle of its eye is round like a person's eye, Upiv Dom L'Shel Chazir, or its mouth looks like the mouth of a pig, where the upper jaw sticks out past the lower jaw, like an overbite. Or if most of part of the tongue that a human would use for speaking is missing from the tongue, even though animals don't speak, but it's the part that's called the medaber, because that's the part that normally would enunciate sounds. So if that part of the tongue is missing, so he thought that that's a real mum. And then even though they weren't the chachamim in Ayala's time, were not moted to him later on. There were moda that in fact gets added to the list of mumin. So talking about mumin on the mouth. So we spoke about if it has like this overbite. So maisa mishnah tes maisa shahalechi atachton odif ala elyon. One time there's an animal where the lower jaw stuck out. It jutted out much more than the upper jaw. V'shalach Rishimugamliel sent a question to the Chum to see if it's a mum or not. V'amru, and they said hareiz a mum. That in fact is a mum. Ozen hagadish aysa kful. If the ear of Bechor, a goat was doubled over, so it's as if it had two ears on one side. So amrucham bismanshi etzem echad mum. If it's all one bone, then that's considered a mum. V'meina etzem echadein mum. But if it's not made of one piece of etzem, or probably if it's an ear, it's not real bone, it's cartilage, then it's not a mum. Rechanan ben Gamliel Omer zanav hagdishi dom l'shel chazir. If a goat's tail looks like a pig's tail, meaning it's wide, it's round rather, v'shein b'shol. Or if the tail doesn't have three vertebrae, hareza mum. That is considered a mum. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we said that if a bone on foreleg or a hind leg is broken, but you can't tell until the animal walks, that is a mum. And we said all of these mum that we mentioned were enumerated by Ayala, and the Chacham agreed to him, but there were three more that the Chum of his generation did not agree to. And those are that if its eye was round like a human's eye, and if its mouth was similar to a pig's mouth, and if it's the part of the tongue that normally produces sound was missing from it, or the majority of that part of the tongue was missing, but a later Beis Din ultimately came around to Ayala's point of view. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that one time an animal had its lower jaw sticking out, and Rav Gamliel sent the Shaila to the Chum, and they said that in fact is a mum. The ear, if a goat has a double ear, so then it depends if it's all one piece of cartilage or two pieces of cartilage. If it's one piece of cartilage, it's a mum. If it's two pieces of cartilage, then it's not a mum. And we said, Rechon ben Gamliel said that a tail of a goat that looks like a pig's tail, and if a tail of a goat that of a sheep that doesn't have three vertebrae, that also is a mum. Bezer Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud.